Hey, welcome to the Rock Life Podcast. We are so excited to be with you today, celebrating right after Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
But actually,
it's the after Easter crash, probably.
Yes, yeah. So we're watching after Easter, but we will be up front with you. It is not quite Easter yet here at the Rock Church offices, but we wanted to be sure that we got this episode out to you. So we've been believing for an amazing Easter, Pastor Dan.
I mean, we have done everything that we know to do in the natural to get the word out, to invite people. We had 35,000 invite cards.
Yeah, we also did lawn signs this year.
Yeah, that's
year.
A new thing.
Yeah, that was fun. I have mine
posted mine, yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Actually, there's a a lot of people that go walking in my neighborhood on my street, and so I posted it like angled to like, you know, right when they come up the street they would, you know, I was like, I need you to know. Easter at the Rock.
Oh, that was fun. And we had, how many of those did we have? I know they all went away.
A couple hundred, I think. We did 500?
Yeah.
Something like that, or 250 maybe?
Yeah.
Something. But yeah.
Something different. And so I know we're putting our faith out there, like you said, in the natural. We're believing for some amazing things. Obviously, we know that for many people, Easter is the only time they even think about going to church.
Right.
And so we want to take that captive audience or those already kind of people that are willing to go and invite those.
Yeah, we call it kind of riding the wave that, that there's that surge that, you know, many churches and even the Rock has experienced this, where you're kind of here and then it rises at Easter and then it falls back down.
Right.
And my hope is, with especially discipleship, releasing new materials after Easter and just aggressively going after people.
Yeah.
My new thing is, you know, I don't know if you heard me Wednesday night say this a couple weeks ago with Pastor Deborah when she was there. I said that, you know, we don't want to bug you. But then later on, I was like, no, actually, we do want to bug you. We want you to come back to church, you know, and that's kind of our new stance is like, hey, you know what? Why are we being so polite to something that people out there in the world aren't used to? You know, I get text messages, I get emails, I get notifications, I get all kinds of stuff from everyone about everything that I never signed up for, by the way.
Right.
And so why is the church sitting back? Well, we don't want to bug you. No, I want to bug you.
We're going to get in your face.
Get to church.
We're going to tell you. Yeah,
if
you're
watching the Rock Life Podcast and you're not coming to church in person, stop
it. Come on. You're missing out.
Missing it. Well, you'll never get wet watching the ocean.
Come on.
We said that last podcast. If you missed
last
podcast.
Week, you got to catch
If you know, you know.
Pastor, Easter, like you said, I mean, many churches pull out all the stops.
Yes, they do.
Right, from high-end productions to animals to sometimes, you know, helicopter egg drops to engage community. Again, this is when people are captive and open to this. What are your thoughts on that? Because, again, there's been a wave from everything from there's no end to what we won't do to, hey, I've never seen so many church promotions and advertisements on socials.
Right.
But I saw one recently that was like, hey, nothing special, just Jesus. And kind of going on the other end of the spectrum, like, hey, we're going to present to you the gospel and this is Easter. And what are your thoughts on
that? You know, I can understand that mindset in the sense of like, you want to introduce your church, how you are. Two people that are coming that are new, so that when they come the next week, there's not going to be like, well, wait, where's the special music? Where's the production? Where's all the pizzazz? And the, you know, did they rent the lights? Because this isn't what I saw last week. And it's like a different church the second week. But I get that. You know, I think that anything that we do, we need to be led of God. That if God says, do a generic brown bag service, so that when they come back the next week, it's the same thing, you know. And obviously you'd want that to be quality and excellent, so that they get this consistent excellence and quality every time that they come. When I say brown bag and generic,
we're not dumbing it down.
Yeah, it's not like less than or whatever. But at the very least, it's who you are authentically and in essentially that there's not additional things that they're not going to experience the next week. So I get that. But anything that you do, be led of the Lord. If it's a production, be led of God to do the production.
Yeah.
You know, if it's special music, if it's some sort of a special message or creative expression that comes through that time, just make sure that God is leading you to do that, because whatever God leads you to do, He'll anoint, and whatever He anoints works. You know, and I think that's even for preachers, when we preach our messages, it's not our message, right? It's whatever God leads us to say. And so I think it's the same thing. Pray about what is Easter look like for us? What is our expression at Easter? You know, obviously there were expressions throughout the year of Israel that they had the different festivals and the feasts and mm-hmm. things that they had to get together. And so they were led of God to do those things. And why in the New Testament church should we not have seasons and times and remembrances and yeah. moments and, you know,
yeah.
things that we say, hey, this was significant, mm-hmm. you know, that Jesus died on the cross. Yeah. I think that's worth pausing.
Yeah.
That's worth remembering. It's yeah. worth additional church services. It's worth a Good Friday yeah. service, yeah. whether it's communion or a play or, you know.
Well, I think about at this time when in Holy Week, it was the Passover. It was a festival. Yeah. It was celebration. Things were going on. Things were happening. There was an occasion.
Of course.
And so I think that's where we find ourselves in now. And it's a special occasion as believers around the globe as we're highlighting the resurrection of our Lord. You know, like,
yeah.
man, he was crucified. But Sunday's coming. I've seen a lot of those shirts. This is like Sunday's coming. And that made all the difference. And so that's why we get excited.
Yeah.
And so I love that. There's a respect for wherever you, whatever churches land on the spectrum, you got to be obedient. And so it's really fun. And I love what you've been saying. You're stirring the congregation here at The Rock to be in faith
mm-hmm.
that we are going to ride the wave. You know, we have this extra, we're putting emphasis into this celebration. But we're going to believe that there's not going to be a coming down. In fact, we're going to maintain a level of excitement, maintain what God is doing, believing for salvations, and then going right into discipleship. Because it's great that there's a lot of people that get saved, but we also want to come alongside and disciple and do life with people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And man, that's what's sustaining, right? Because people can pack out a room and get excited. And, you know, I got a haircut and I asked the barber, he's like, man, it's a busy week. He extended his hours. People want to look, it's the C&E.
That's
Christians,
actually nice.
Right?
Yeah. like, that's actually really nice. Like, they want a haircut
he knows. They at least, you know, I want to look nice for the pictures or to be around family.
By the way, I don't know if I've complimented your cut, man. It looks good. The fade looks nice, yes. nice and tight yes. on the side. So.
Shout out again to People. He's a member here at The Rock.
Yeah.
So,
right on.
And so, hey, it's one of those things. We get excited, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are before Easter, so we've been believing for putting our faith out for 2,000 salvations.
That's the big audacious goal.
And packed out services. Now, we don't know that what we'll see, but we can talk about. I know you have your message that we've gone over.
Yeah.
And some of these messages and why they're important even after Easter.
Well, the nice thing is releasing this after Easter, we can talk about the message before so that it's not like we're letting
spoiler,
any.
Spoiler, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a spoiler at this point. Now it's already out there. So they can talk. But in the message at Easter, we're going to talk about from Romans mm-hmm. how being justified, right? Abraham believed God, it was accounted him as righteous. And then it says, not only for his sake, but for ours.
Right.
And it talks about how God raised Jesus Christ from the dead,
mm-hmm.
that the sin was taken care of. And that's where we start in the message, is that the resurrection took care of the sin issue.
Yes.
Because if we were dead in sin, it was only through life that we could be raised up again to a reconnection, if you will. Because when we explain death and life, right, yeah. really it's not death being a ceasing to exist. Death is not just blood no longer pumping through your body. Mm-hmm. Death is separation.
Yeah.
Right? If my physical body dies, the real me on the inside still lives on. Okay? So death is a separation from the body. Now, spiritual death is separation from God.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that any separation from God is torment. It's hell,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's not to say in the figurative sense. That's in a literal sense. There will be pain, mm-hmm. burning, fire, heat. It says that the worm never dies, right? Mm-hmm. When a body decomposes, there's worms that come mm-hmm. through and eat that body, and the flesh decomposes. The worm never dies, which is a crazy, grotesque mm-hmm. thought. But I think that's where when we think about the terror of the Lord, right?
Yeah.
That those who oppose God and reject the message of the cross, those that reject the Son of God, and think about this. Sometimes people, just because I reject Jesus, God's going to punish me. Well, think about this for a second, right? If you were to extend all of your love,
mm-hmm.
go to the greatest lengths that you could to win someone
mm-hmm.
in their love as an expression, and they rejected that, how would you feel?
Yeah.
Right? That rejection would make you angry. It would be distasteful and that sort of thing. And if God is perfect and his expression is perfect, and a perfect love is rejected through rebellion, right?
Yeah.
Then obviously an adversary to that which is perfect would have to be punished.
Mm-hmm.
And so that separation in itself would be punishment enough, just knowing that I rejected God.
Yeah.
and seeing him as he is, to be sent out of his presence, that in itself would be torment.
Yeah.
But then on top of that, it says that there is burning and fire and darkness and, you know, gnashing of teeth and weeping and all those things, which I would imagine some of that is self-inflicted, but then the outside punishment is, right?
Well, inflicted. I've heard it said this way, like, well, I go to hell. Like, it's not like you want to go to heaven, because in heaven is where Jesus is. You rejected him on earth. Why all?
Why would you want to for eternity?
Why
after?
Are you? Yeah, you already rejected.
You made a choice.
So you're choosing to be absent from Jesus,
right? Which the good news is that God took care of the sin issue, and God took care of with the sin issue the separation issue, and that's the second point in the message, is that God. The resurrection overcame death, right? And so we think of these things as two separate things. There's sin and there's death. Mm-hmm. Death is that separation that sin brings into our life.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
And so when we sin, we die. That was the principle straight from the beginning. The law, we talked about this, the law of works versus the law of faith. The law of works was that do this and live. But the penalty, if you don't do it, is the day you eat of it, you should surely die, right? Yep. You'll be separated from the life of God. So life is connection with God. Death is separation from God. So the resurrection takes out the separation, but it also brings us to the life and the connection point with God, which is what takes us to that third point, which is that the resurrection is power for your future. And that's really where we need to get to in this whole process, is that, okay, the sin issue's been dealt with. I'm no longer separated, but now I'm reconnected with the life of God.
Yep.
But then that resurrection now empowers me to live in the future.
That's good.
And that's the whole enchilada. Yep. You know what I mean? It's everything.
Yeah. And so in this gospel message, it's the good news presentation.
Good news.
And that's what we're excited about, the presentation of the good news. And we're going to believe there's going to be an active response to this good news, because that's what good news is. It should warrant a good response.
Right.
And, you know, we are believing to see people come to life. And even those who are already saved to be challenged, to be pulled out. And I think one of the things, and we've talked about this before, Pastor Dan, in our altar call or in the call to salvation, you know, it's important to really stay still, and either at that time when you're hearing it for the thousandth time to pray, but also to learn, because what happens is now is, you know, we've heard testimonies, of people finding themselves talking to people in their everyday life, and they're kind of going through the points of the altar call because they've heard it so many times.
Right.
It's muscle memory.
Yeah.
And they're able to walk people through. It's like, well, I don't know how to share my faith. I don't know how to, quote, get someone saved, but we're leading. It's kind of like the get you unsaved or make you realize that you need a savior.
Yeah.
And so that's a beautiful aspect of hearing these altar calls, of hearing a call to salvation, an invitation to follow this good news.
Mm-hmm.
So Easter, Pastor.
Yeah.
What are you excited about? Obviously, other than the buildup and all the anticipation and with that, but what gets you excited in terms of the day and what that means?
Gosh, I mean, there's so much that just overwhelms me when I think about it, because just like Christmas was the incarnation. Yes. Jesus came, right? Mm-hmm. The long-awaited Messiah. Easter is the fulfillment of his purpose.
Right.
And when you think about that, the death, burial, and resurrection, and it's really a package deal. Even, I mean, we could spend just a whole day on the death, right?
Mm-hmm.
The cross, and songs have been written, and definitely Good Friday, when we remember what took place. That was the sin issue that was taken out of our life.
Yeah.
And so that right there, because of the taking care of and taking out of the way the issue that's separated from God, I mean, that right there makes my heart leap. You know, and every believer should, you know, but then you come to the Sunday morning and the fact that Jesus rose, and he rose for our justification, right? He was crucified to take the sin issue out, but then he was raised so that we could now be brought back into right relationship with him.
Yeah.
And that connection point, when I think about Easter and when I think about what it means to people today, even in the cultural setting of what we take a look at, and in the American church, if you will, the celebrations, the shouts of praise, the preaching, you know, all the kind of stuff that goes, even the haircuts the bright colored outfits, you know, the spring fit, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
I mean, those things excite me. And I'm one of those guys that just enjoys that stuff. I was raised different than that. Mm-hmm. My family was a bit different in the sense that when Easter would roll around, that rather than go to church, we would stay home.
Yeah.
We were kind of the opposite. You know, we didn't go to church at Christmas and Easter because my parents would say, well, we don't want all this special music. We don't want all the songs and all the pomp and all that kind of stuff. And so we would sleep in and then we'd have breakfast for lunch and we would hang out and then we'd be back in church next week. But I tell you, me, being a little bit different than my family, you know, I was always the expressive one. I mean, literally at the breakfast table, the family would sit around, and I didn't know what to talk about. So I would quote commercials, you know. I'd be, like, sitting there like Smucker's jelly, you know, like, just, and they would just sit and laugh, and we'd have a good time. Yeah. But I was the one talking, you know. So I think for me, when I see Easter, when I see a billboard, when I see a flyer handed out, when I see a post on Instagram or, you know, whatever it is, I get excited because I'm like, yes, you know, this is what it's about, because it's all pointing back to this amazing fulfillment of the purpose of Christ. You know, Jesus said, I came not to be served, but to give my life as a ransom for many, right? Mm-hmm. That's the moment.
Yeah.
That's the everything. That was the fulfillment of everything, right? That's why Jesus cried out on the cross. It's finished. What? His purpose. The plan of God. It came to that moment.
Yeah, I love it. Well, so how do we ride this wave, Pastor Dan? How do we, you know, take the steps now to continue and what's the challenge to our spirit to not just be the Easter Christmas person? To not to really be impacted by what we've heard, what we've seen, what we've witnessed, again, because we can believe that you're going to have seen full altars.
Sure.
And you're going to have seen a grand response to what God is doing and what you see visually too, just with the amount of people and the impact that it had and what you feel in your spirit, all these things, what we saw, what we felt, what we experienced and encountered. How do we ride that to continue to not just stay the same and continue to come, but to really use this as that injection shot.
Yeah.
More.
Well, I often will tell our praise and worship team something that I think applies here. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell them, listen, you don't have to just sing Easter songs at Easter.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. We can sing a song about the cross all year long.
Yeah.
We can sing that Jesus is raised from the dead all year long. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that the same thing applies to what we're talking about. This resurrection power is power for our future, mm-hmm. like we said in the message, that we would take that power that raised Jesus from the dead and apply it to any and every situation of life. Yeah. And so to ride the momentum moving forward, what we have to do is sing that Easter song the week after Easter. We have to sing that Easter song at Pentecost. We have to sing that Easter song at Christmas. We have to sing that Easter song in the challenges of life. Mm-hmm. We have to sing that Easter song when it comes to inviting people to church. Like, it shouldn't be that we only give out 35,000 cards at Easter.
Yeah.
Like, what about the rest of the year? Mm-hmm. How many cards are we giving out? How many door hangers are being put on doors? How many yard signs are being put out? How many posts are being put out there the rest of the year? Like, not just the months before Easter. That should be, it should be for something special, and here's a push, and that's great. But what about, you know, have we created a healthy habit? Have we started a conversation that we're willing to continue? Like, are we going to be done with the conversation of bugging people after Easter?
Yep.
You know, and that's why I think it's so appropriate that we're releasing the discipleship materials to the church after Easter, because with it, here's a little precursor for you, those of you watching and those of you listening, okay? Pick up on what I'm putting down right now, because it's an amazing thing, is that we're going to take you through the process, but the reason why we're taking you through the process is because Jesus said to go therefore and make disciples. So Jesus made disciples who would make disciples. Hopefully you're picking up what I'm putting down right now, is that this isn't just to take you through the discipleship materials. There is another step that we're going to push you into after you go through it, and I'm not saying it, but I'm saying it.
Come on, equipping the saints for the work
for
of the
work of the ministry. There is a work for us to do, and that's what Easter did. Was Easter broke this thing wide open?
Yes.
And that's my hope and my dream and my desire, especially for the Rock, but for all the churches. Really, is that Easter is that wave that launches us into the greater work.
Yeah.
And so I'm pushing this Easter. I mean, we're going to sing that Easter song at RockCon. Mm-hmm. We're singing that Easter song with the youth and children's camp. Sing that Easter song in our small groups. We're going to sing that Easter song. Now, obviously, I'm using, you know, an illustration, but really, what am I saying? That the resurrection power that we experienced, that we celebrated Easter, would be so prevalent in the life of our church,
yeah,
individually as members, but also corporately as a body, mm-hmm, that it takes us to places that we never dreamt.
Yeah.
That God just breaks this thing wide open. And really, isn't that the thing, that God would pour out his Spirit, have Pentecost, but Pentecost got into Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost ends of the earth.
How about some Sunday morning Jesus followers?
Hello.
Versus the Saturday night, they were wondering if was that last 3 years all a sham?
Really?
What was that?
Yeah.
He said this, he said that. What could have been? It was the what could have been Christians.
Yeah.
The Sunday morning Christians, what we're called to be, are people who live in the revelation of the resurrection of Jesus and what now that means for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because he rose from the dead, because he conquered death, hell, and the grave.
Yes.
Oh, man, the promises that are available for us. All the more reason why we ride this wave. Not for the sake of we're riding a wave of momentum, but because we're riding on the truth of his word and we believe it.
Yeah.
And it shows in how we live our life.
For sure.
I'm so excited, Pastor Dan.
I am too.
It is really I mean, obviously, we are riding some of that before Easter, but even afterwards, we're going to be accountable to what we're calling and asking for you guys to stay excited, to ride this wave of knowing and living in this truth so that we don't let up. We don't let up with, well, Easter was great.
Yeah.
Now, what, you know, we are going to, and I love this. The next steps are already, we have them in front of us already.
Yeah, they're there.
Walk the church through discipleship as we are equipping them to be discipled and disciple others.
Yes.
And so it's just really exciting, Pastor Dan.
It's great. No, I think Easter, just as far as when we look at it and when we process, and especially for those of you that are you know, watching this after Easter, mm-hmm, here's something I'd love to see. I'd love to hear your comments about your favorite part.
Yeah.
You know, just post of what took place this Easter. I'd love to hear your responses, you know, to the special stuff that The Rock is doing. We're doing some creative stuff, some videos, some special music. Obviously, I'm bringing a word.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear what you think about all kind of stuff and what your favorite parts were.
Amen.
But then as we move forward in the future, to see how does that apply to life, right? So when you encounter that thing, like, oh man, resurrection power, here's where I need it, you know, and you may already know. So just post that in the comment section, and maybe we'll bring that back up later on if we have some time, or, you know, get some good comments right there. But it depends on you.
Yeah, come on now.
You got to post.
Love it, Pastor Dan. Well, thank you so much. Thank you to our Rock Life podcast family. We love you guys. We're grateful for you. Pray many blessings with you guys. Like, subscribe, comment, share.
All that.
All the things. Yeah, we love you. Talk to you soon.